You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. And while we wait for Dr. Ramos, our U Health expert, to call in, we've got Dr. Victor Franks, who tells me on the way out of the last segment that he had drinks with Golden Earring. Now, did those guys speak English, Victor?
They were Dutch. They spoke better English than you do, Jim.
Yeah, but did they know how to party?
Boy, did they ever. They're rock stars. What are you kidding us?
So they partied like rock stars?
I sat there and watched the sunset on Harbor Island in the Bahamas, and we pounded pina coladas as the sun went down.
I got to give a high five to Steve. Steve's new to the show, but he sure knows how to play them songs. High five to Steve. Steve, you got the artistic. You can play whatever you want, man. I ain't giving you no suggestions no more. He's smiling and nodding, and he's back there in silent tech guy land. Now, Vic, we've advertised that this week you were leaving town, going to the Grand Tetons.
You always get that wrong, Jim. It's not the Grand Tetons. I'm north of the Grand Tetons. I'm in Montana, not Wyoming.
All right. So what are the mountains?
The mountains are, there's plenty of them. There's the Absorkies or the Gallatins. They're all over the place, but it's not the Grand Tetons, which are nice, but they're not my mountains.
All right. Well, wherever your mountains are, whoever you're dating at the time, let's talk about the 10 top ways to stay healthy in the summer. And I know it's a summer because Tarek had me out on the blacktop doing basketball suicides yesterday at 1 o'clock, and I was ready to pass out. But luckily, I was well hydrated.
Well, how about that? We're going with the top 10 here, and number 10 is hydrate. But not, I found a new way to hydrate, because a lot of people, they tell me, you know I should drink more water, but I'm, you know, there's no taste. I don't want, you know, Brookstone, not that I'm hawking anything from Brookstone, but they have a fruit grinder in the bottom of a water bottle. It's got knives in the bottom, little, and you just twist it, and it cuts up any kind of fruit you put in the bottom. And it's got a fine sieve, and you drink fruit-flavored water. It's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, so you're getting vitamins and water.
Exactly.
You would think that Coca-Cola would come up with this.
Yeah, without sugar.
Call it like flavored Dasani or something.
Without sugar or anything, just the fruit chopped up.
Sounds great.
Perfect.
Sounds great.
Okay, so that's one of the
number 10.
Number 10.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Number 9. Now, this is something most people wouldn't even think about, but especially, you know, all you business people out there, you're indoors. Air conditioning, artificial lights all day. If you can get up early in the morning and check out the sunrise, or in your case, you do it every day.
Oh, yeah, I tweet the sunrise every day, yeah.
This is something I haven't told you to do, but without glasses or sunglasses, sunrise or sunset, you can actually look at the sun.
You told me I did that this weekend.
I
did that this weekend on the sunset, and it was just so cool. Now, why am I doing that?
It's like actually food for your body. This is... It's pure light, and that time of the day, it's safe to look at, and you're actually, your eyes are absorbing all the spectrum that you need. And a lot of people who are just indoors all the time.
Like them little light healing wand things?
Well, that's way beyond that. I mean, this is the source of life on Earth is the sun, so no need to be afraid of it.
Yes, but I am not praying to Rex.
No, you'd be the sun god Ra.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay. Number 8.
Victor, you know all these little things.
You don't even know.
I don't want to know.
Number 8. Hey, if you're going to, you know, don't be
afraid. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
On the same subject here, don't be afraid of the sun. Don't believe the dermatologist say, oh, no, not the sun. Take it early in the morning, late afternoon. You don't need sunblock. Just go out there early or late. You're going to be.
Before 9:30, after 5.
Yeah, exactly. To be vitamin deficient in Miami is just.
Vitamin
cool.
D.
Just crazy to be vitamin D deficient. A lot of people
unreal.
In this town are.
Well, that's because they listen to their dermatologist.
Exactly.
So, all right, number 7.
Number seven. Is another great tip. It's one of the B vitamins. It's called PABA. You remember they used to have sunblocks with PABA in it.
And then PABA free.
And PABA free. Well, PABA tended to, some people got
allergic or something?
Allergic reactions, so they
Peanuts.
Took it out. But if you take it on the inside, it's one of the B vitamins. So take it, and it protects you from the inside out. I mean, still don't go out in the middle of the day and cook yourself, but in a normal sun exposure, it does protect your skin from the inside out from getting burned.
Very cool.
It's amazing.
Very cool. Well, you know, I've noticed that with the summer coming on that I've seen my skin getting darker just by standing around, not by, you know, so I guess you do get it just from standing outside for like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, ease into it. Don't go out and cook yourself, but, you know, there's no reason not to get a decent tan anyway, so you're not afraid of the sun.
Now, this is number 666666666.
This is big. This is something I did today. Walk slowly in the soft sand above the high tide mark or down in the surf zone, but walk really slow, not even slower than the old people walking on the beach.
What? Really, I can't walk any slower.
Exactly. Walk super slow, and people wonder what your problem is. But what it is, your feet sink in as you do this slow motion walking.
Yeah.
All the tendons that attach to your toes and the bottom of your feet, people get plantar fasciitis, toe problems. This is the cure-all for all of these foot and ankle problems.
Stepping in sand?
But slowly.
Walking slowly. Like a massage.
Like it's massaging and stretching your feet. So you got to do it really slow and just methodically work your way down the beach, and you'll be amazed how much better your feet and everything feels. When your feet
awesome.
Hurt, it bothers everything.
So. Well, hold on, Victor, because it's halftime. Halftime. This is number five in Victor's top 10 for summer health and wellness. Five.
Number five, I spend half my summer growing.
Wait, stop right there. Okay, continue.
It is Montana, so I could do that. But
okay.
No. Growing fresh fruits and vegetables. And so you don't necessarily need to grow them yourself, but there's such a cornucopia of fresh fruits and vegetables.
I say that again. I love it when you say cornucopia.
Cornucopia. or a plethora.
It's the Ohio in you, Victor.
Something. But that's where I learned to appreciate good corn.
No, that's where you learned how to appreciate Miami.
Yeah. How to get out of Ohio is how I appreciate it. So the fact is it's growing all – not just in South Florida, but all over the country. They're producing – really, really good fruits and vegetables. So take advantage. You got such a choice when you go to the grocery store in the summertime. So take advantage and use some of those in your little hydration
now
cylinder.
This is number four.
This is how to turn a negative into a positive, number four.
Okay.
It's use the heat and humidity to your advantage. Because most people, you know, they're grousing.
Detox.
Exactly.
Oh, I figured it out.
Well, your body, you know, let's face it, your skin is the largest organ in your body. And when you sweat, you're detoxing automatically. So instead of complaining, oh, God, it's so hot, it's so humid, and you're pouring sweat, well, enjoy it because all the poisons are coming out.
Well, first you got to hydrate, or if you don't hydrate, you ain't going to be doing too much detox there.
Not good, yeah. So drink a bunch and then sweat it out, and you'd be amazed what, you know, even it does bring to mind the W.C. Fields line that I heard recently, and he what he said about water.
Well, I thought you were talking about Philadelphia, but okay, what did he say about water? So he doesn't want to drink it?
He doesn't drink it because what fish do in it, but he had another one. They asked him, what's that flask in your back pocket? And he says, well, that's whiskey. You drink whiskey? Says, yeah, just in case of a snake bite. They say, well, what's that in your other pocket? He said, a snake. So...
Wait, this is number three.
Number three.
Victor's top three, how to stay healthy and well in the summer. Rock on.
This is what I like to focus on, which is exercising and stretching in your pool or your friend's pool. Somebody you know has a pool.
Ask Dr. Franks.
.com, yes, because
you'll be glad you did.
I've developed AquaStretch Kinetics, which is the easiest, simplest, safest way to stretch I think ever invented. And that's on my website. But since then, I've gone a quantum leap up even more so. So there's more videos coming your way. They're going to be on the internet.
Well, stick with me. We've got only 3 minutes left in this segment. We've got two things to go. So this is number two.
We've talked about this before. It's get in the ocean. Even if you can't swim, just get in there. The salt. And the minerals, your body selectively absorbs the minerals you do need. The salt is detoxifying as well. There's something about, you know, let's face it, our body is at hopefully at least 70% water, which is not water, it's salt water.
Well, our precursors emerged from the salt water.
Well, exactly. And but, you know, that is basically what we're made out of. So when you get in Mother Ocean itself, you're becoming, it's actually, you can get a little new agey here, Jim, and become one with the ocean.
Ooh, wow. How like wild, man. But here it is. Here it is. Victor's number one, his top suggestion for staying healthy and well during the summer. Number one.
It's short but sweet. This is something most people have never heard of. That's why it's number one.
Well, I'm waiting.
Everybody, once again, complaining about the heat and humidity, drink celery juice.
Celery juice?
It has natural sodium chloride in an organic form instead of, like, salt, which is a rock, basically. And that goes immediately into your tissues, and it cools your body
celery
down.
Celery juice?
It cools you right down. Other people are sweltering, delirious from the heat, and you're going, I'm fine.
Not Celerade, right?
No, celery.
So but, I got to buy a stalk of celery. I got to put it in my juicer. I got to grind it up, and I got to drink this?
Exactly. Or go to a juice bar, and, you know, you can, of course, blend it with carrot juice.
Organic market and stuff like that. Yeah. We've got a minute left, Victor. Better carry it over to finish
line.
So
celery, you know, that's the big thing. I mean, and I used one as a competitive tennis player. It was amazing how celery juice helped me in these summertime tournaments.
All right. Well, listen, Victor, stick around because we're waiting for the UHealth guy to call us about the sleep disorder. If he doesn't call in, I may ask you and Johnny to pinch it for the third segment.
I'm all about sleep disorders.
All right. Well, we're going to crank it up. We're going to get out of here. I don't know what Steve's got planned for this app, but I know it's going to be fun. All right. She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey.